voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, Talk of the Keys. And we're looking at traffic situation pretty well smooth this morning. Just the typical slowdowns. Big cop at Key, also on Stock Island and in Almirada. Keep in mind some of those areas where you will see the typical slowdowns, but no major incidents to report on the highways this morning. Everybody seemed to get out of the Keys from Fantasy Fest over Sunday. Pretty congested then, but looking pretty good now. 77 degrees currently. 85 is your high. 10% chance of rain today. 20% chance tonight. Up to 30% chance of rain tomorrow. 83, then it backs down to 20% chance of rain for the rest of the week, so that's not looking bad either. We now turn to Stephen Klitzner, the IRS tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi there. So thanks for being here. Want to start off right off the bat for people to consult with you. Your number here, 305-682-1118, 305-682-1118, your local tax solver with FloridaTaxSolvers.com. So we talked a lot about hurricanes. We might be looking at yet another, at least, tropical disturbance coming late next week, late in the hurricane season. Had a couple of instances of major storms here over the past couple of months, Milton being one, but it has caused the IRS to maybe give a little bit of a break as far as filing deadlines for Florida taxpayers.
Right. All of Florida was declared a disaster area. Mm-hmm. As far as the IRS goes, I know here in Miami, where I'm at, we didn't, in my section of the county, we didn't have much bad weather. Mm-hmm. But despite that, the IRS is giving a free pass to all taxpayers in Florida when it comes to filing their returns. Mm-hmm. Now, May 1st, 2025, for individuals and businesses, you can circle that on your calendar. That's the new deadline. So if you filed an extension to file your 2023 return, mm-hmm, and have not yet filed it, you have until May 1st of next year. The 2024 return also won't be due till May 1st of next year.
So Florida taxpayers will have an extension, even if they got an extension already for 2023. They'll have till May of 2025, right?
Right.
Wow.
And some folks, you know, independent contractors, realtors, contractors, they send in quarterly payments. They're not W-2 employees. Mm-hmm. And they send in quarterly tax payments during the year they make the money in April, April, June, September, and January. Well, for those who have paid their first three quarters, the next quarter being due January 15th, they have an extension until May 1st to do their quarterly tax payment for 2024. So they can actually do their return and then make up the difference when they file the return, instead of making a quarterly payment in January, and in some cases have the IRS keep your money interest-free until you file your return.
Mm. But as far as penalties and interest, if you owe taxes already or should have estimated them for your extension, et cetera, those interest and penalty accruals will continue till May, correct?
Yes, they will. The there was no stop on those. If you owe the IRS money in the past,
yeah,
this isn't, of course, retroactive. The interest and penalties still building up.
Okay. Stephen Klitzner speaking with us. The FloridaTaxSolvers.com is where you find them online. Call them locally at 305-682-1118, representing taxpayers in Monroe County and Miami-Dade as well. So we're already one-third through the fourth quarter of the year. That means the end of the year is coming. People need to start talking and thinking about preparation for end of year and various planning financially in terms of tax preparation and the like.
Yes, and now is the time before the end of the year. You might want to make some purchases. You may want to open up an IRA or a Roth IRA, and now is a good time to see a tax professional who deals with tax planning, a CPA, an enrolled agent. Make sure when you talk to somebody that they're not just referred to you by a friend who says this is the person, they know all the rules. Make sure they're a CPA, certified public accountant, enrolled agent, attorney, someone with licensed credentials that are going to give you the right advice. It costs a little more, but you'll save a lot more when you get the right advice.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, you mentioned calling and talking to professionals, et cetera. That kind of brings up the point we've talked about before. Should the taxpayer talk to the IRS directly? Is that they can kind of fall into some pitfalls if they do that, right?
Yeah, it's generally not a good idea because when you talk to the IRS, you may say something that's misinterpreted or that's going to hurt you or may even accelerate collection. If you owe the IRS money and you call them, you may be doing like, you know, in a TV show or movie when there's a bomb and you have to cut the red wire or the yellow wire. If you cut the wrong wire, instead of having 10 minutes left, you have 30 seconds. So you don't want to do that. You want to have someone who knows what they're doing represent you to manage it, to keep the IRS from coming down on you. You know, some people say, well, I want to hear from the IRS. Be careful what you wish for. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily want to have them assign it to a local revenue officer because that person's plans on resolving your case are going to be a lot different than yours. They're going to require a lot more than you may want to give them.
Well, and the old adage, anything you say can be used against you. That would certainly apply here.
Oh, boy. I can't tell you how many times I'm at an audit representing a taxpayer. Of course, I don't let the taxpayer talk to the IRS, but the taxpayer may already have. And I'll say something and the revenue agent will look at me and go, no, that's off the table. Your client already told me this, this, and this. It's like, oh, no.
Can't undo that. Can't be undone. Best thing to do is certainly not ignore those letters that come, even the early letters from the IRS. And once you start getting those, should you be in that situation, call the law office of Stephen Klitzner, the Florida Tax Solvers at FloridaTaxSolvers.com at 305-682-1118. And audits, they're not really cutting back on audits for Florida taxpayers, are they, even though they're giving an extension of time to file and pay?
No, I haven't seen anything on that. Perhaps in the Tampa area on the West Coast, they're going to be backing off on some collection and audit matters. The first question they're going to ask taxpayers, and it's the same in the Keys, is did the hurricane affect you? If yes, they will back off. But, you know, here in Miami, I only had one revenue officer asked me that because I needed more time. And you know what my answer was? Yes, of course. That's why we need more time.
Well, Stephen, you know, it kind of brings up another good point. You certainly understand the local intricacies and the local, let's say, different details of the taxpayer and their situation, evidenced by the fact we're sitting here talking about the Florida hurricanes, the state of emergency, and how that affects the taxpayer. But there's a lot of companies that advertise nationally that say they can solve your tax problems and possibly make it go away, that kind of thing. Those agencies don't certainly don't have the expertise, the knowledge, or the relationships you have, but they also don't have the knowledge or firsthand, you know, accounts of what's happening to the taxpayer in your area.
Yeah, even though it's taken care of all the same around the country, there are local ways of doing things. We have our own ways of doing things in the South Florida area that's different than around the country. And without knowing who you're dealing with and the local offices, you're at a bit of a disadvantage. When those revenue officers who do collection in South Florida, when they see that there's one of these national companies, you know, they just roll their eyes. It's like, all right, I'm going to get no cooperation. I have to send out all these letters. Then I'm going to have to take action because no one's going to contact me. There are times I call a revenue officer on a new case, and they're like, thank goodness you're on this. Now we can get this case resolved.
Well, they know you. You have the relationship with them, and your clients get personal attention from your firm that they're not going to get from an 800
number. Absolutely. I'm the person handling the case. I'm not changing every time you call. They assign it to somebody else. It's me and my staff who work on it together. I'm the one talking to the IRS, making the calls. I'm the one talking to the taxpayer. Of course, my staff will be talking to my clients when they need to gather information. They know what they need. They follow up with emails. We need this, this, and that. But when it comes to making the decisions and resolving the case, that's what I do. I love doing it, so I don't want to stop doing that.
Yeah. Well, you certainly, even though you're our local tax attorney, you have national renown. Certainly, you were with the Internal Revenue Service Advisory Council for years, so they actually look to you for advice. That certainly says a lot. Stephen Klitzner, the Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, Tax Attorney, online, floridataxsolvers.com. Contact him locally at 305-682-1118. So, Stephen, anything else we should mention at this time, though, before we let you continue with your busy day?
Well, it's the beginning of the week, so I want to wish everybody a great week.
Yes.
You too, and hopefully the weather will keep up and no more storms for 2024.
No, we already got our delays with the tax filings and tax payments, so we're fine there. Otherwise, we don't need any more storms. You're absolutely right about that. So, Stephen, you take care as well. Thank you so much for being here and informing our listeners, as you always do. Have a great day.
Be well. Thank you.
Thank you. Stephen Klitzner, Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, Tax Attorney, the Florida Tax Solvers, online, floridataxsolvers.com, representing taxpayers in Monroe County and Miami-Dade, 305-682-1118. That number again, 305-682-1118. It is 845 now. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. We return in a moment.